Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, September 13, 2020 is Super Mario All-Stars. Super Mario All-Stars is a 1993 compilation of platform games for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, SNES. It contains remakes of Nintendo's four Super Mario games released for the Nintendo Entertainment System, NES, and the Family Computer Disk System: Super Mario Bros., 1985, Super Mario Bros., The Lost Levels, 1986, Super Mario Bros. 2, 1988, and Super Mario Bros. 3, 1988. The remakes adapt the game's original premises and level designs for the SNES with updated graphics and music. As in the original games, the player controls the Italian plumber Mario and his brother Luigi through themed worlds, collecting power-ups, avoiding obstacles, and finding secret areas. Changes include the addition of parallax scrolling and modified game physics, while some glitches are fixed. After the completion of Super Mario Kart, 1992, Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto suggested Nintendo develop a SNES Mario compilation. Nintendo Entertainment Analysis and Development handled the development of Super Mario All-Stars. As the 16-bit SNES was more powerful than the 8-bit NES, the developers were able to remaster the games in the transition across platforms. They based the updated designs on those from Super Mario World, 1990, and strove to retain the feel of the original NES Mario games. Nintendo released Super Mario All-Stars worldwide in late 1993 and re-released it in 1994 with Super Mario World included as an additional game. The game was re-released twice for the anniversary of Super Mario Bros., in 2010 on the Wii for the game's 25th anniversary, in a special package with an art booklet and soundtrack CD, and in 2020 on the Nintendo Switch for its 35th anniversary. The SNES version received critical acclaim and is one of the best-selling Super Mario games, with 10.55 million copies sold by 2015. Reviewers lauded Super Mario All-Stars as a must-have representing the SNES at its finest. They praised the effort that went into remastering the compilation's games and appreciated the updated graphics and music, but criticized its lack of innovation. The Wii re-release sold 2.24 million copies by 2011 but received mixed reviews for its lack of new games or features. Critics were also unfulfilled by the art booklet and soundtrack CD, and recommended buying the games individually on the Wii's Virtual Console instead. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:15 UTC on Sunday, September 13, 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Super Mario All-Stars. This podcast is produced by A Bolsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. A Bolsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kendra Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.